Unit 12. Vanished. Reading A. Mystery on Everest. Were Edmund Hillary and Tenzing Norgay really the first people to reach the top of Mount Everest? Some believe British climbers George Mallory and Andrew Irvine reached the summit before them in June 1924. Unfortunately, this is hard to prove because both men vanished on the mountain. A body in the snow. In 1999, a team of climbers visited Everest, hoping to solve this mystery. Near Everest's first step, on the way to the summit, the team found Mallory's oxygen tank, evidence that he and Irvine were near the top. Close by, a member of the team, Conrad Anker, discovered Mallory's body. In addition, when the team examined Mallory's body, they found items like a knife and matches, but no photos. Why is this significant? Mallory carried a photo of his wife with him. He planned to leave it at the top of Everest if he reached the summit. First to the top? Did Mallory and Irvine achieve their goal and reach the top? Probably not, says Anker. Here's why. Difficult path, poor equipment. Mallory and Irvine were last seen near Everest's second step. This is a 27-meter, 90-foot wall of rock. Climbing this section of Everest is extremely difficult, even with modern climbing equipment. Without the right tools, it is doubtful Mallory and Irvine were able to proceed to the top. No frostbite. Mallory and Irvine were near the summit late in the day. Climbers who reach the summit at this time need to camp at the top. If you do this, it is common to suffer from frostbite. But Mallory's body had no sign of frostbite. So what happened to Mallory and Irvine? Anker thinks they probably turned back just after the first step. When Mallory was going down, perhaps he accidentally fell. Irvine's body has never been found. Whatever happened, they will always be remembered as early Everest heroes.